Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. This is Coach Lalisa here on this wonderful, wonderful Friday morning, and a great morning it is. We have an awesome show for you today. I am waiting for my guest, who is probably already on the line. And as soon as we just take a minute or two, just to welcome you in North Carolina. Good morning, North Carolina in the house. And you know, we're coming to North Carolina, so June or sometime in late June, possibly early, somewhere in July sometime. We will be in North Carolina doing the Release Your Inner Power Conference. So for those of you who are tuning into the show, welcome, and good morning. The chat room is now open. So if you want to sign into your computers and go to www.blogtalkradio.com. com/Coach Lilisa, that's L-I-L-I-S-A. We welcome you to go and do that. For those of you who are on the switchboard, good morning. I know my guest will be calling in shortly, Miss Terry Clay. Some of you remember her from the last time we had her on, and a phenomenal job that she did. That was only a couple of Mondays ago. She's a fantastic motivator, empowerment coach, life coach, helping young people get their lives together, turn their lives around. She helps people by getting them to see things differently. You know, sometimes when you see yourself differently, your whole world changes. If you could just only see yourself in a different light. And so, I tell you, it's just a wonderful, just wonderful person that I had a chance to meet right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I meet a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio. Many of you I met right here. Some other things that are happening around the nation and around the world. We have coming on Monday, February the 7th. Now, this is our Black History Month. And we are going to be celebrating all month long. But we have coming to the Coach Lalisa Show. As you know, he was part of my big announcement that happened on January the 31st. That was last Monday. And then February the 1st, I made Tuesday, February 1st of this week, I made the big announcement and surprised everyone because I had many people try to guess what they thought the big announcement would be. And yet, they were all incorrect. So good morning, and welcome, Catherine Bright. Welcome in the chat room. Catherine Bright, is this your absolute first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show? If you could type that in the chat room. And welcome also, guest. Welcome. If this is your first time, you've never tuned in before, well, we're glad you decided to stop by because we have a definite treat for you today. This morning, we have the awesome and the amazing Terry Clay. And for some of you who were here the last time we had her on, I tell you, she has us rocking. She is absolutely the empowerment diva. and she will bring out the best in you. I tell you, she is truly, truly an awesome, amazing motivational speaker, empowerment coach that will lead your children to a life of success. To a life of success. She is an inspirational speaker as well. She has an awesome, she has her own company. Young woman, I tell you, you see, you have to really, you know, show these young people like her. You have to let people like her, you have to help them get all the exposure that we can get. All of us, you know, we need to put where we put our money, so to speak, where our mouth is, so that we can, you know, get the word out so that our young people can learn from our setbacks, our failures, our mistakes, so that they can do it better, so that they can do it better. Well, Terry also has a Blog Talk Radio show as well. Okay, so Catherine, this is absolutely your first time. Well, welcome, Catherine, and I'm just curious, what brought you to the Coach Valisa show? Now, just to let you all know, Catherine is all the way in Australia, and I've always wondered what life was like in Australia. So definitely, Catherine, if you could, you know, kind of just indicate to me, how in the world did you come about to listen to this particular show? So, and also, I'd love to, real astute knowledge of the time zones. So also tell me, Catherine, and this is how I get to learn about other cultures as well. Tell me what time of day it is there. What time of day now? It's 7 a.m. in the morning here. And I know Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, he listens from Tokyo, Japan, and I know it's about 8 o'clock at night there. And I also know that Jay Early, who is one of our supporters and listens also to the show, Jay is in Germany, and it's usually around 1 o'clock in the afternoon there. So I would just love to get a sense of what time it is where you are. And also, Catherine, I see you have a book, Connection, Keep Your Light Burning Bright. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, you know, we got to connect with you on that. I'm very much into authors. And also, I want to welcome to the show Miss Lisa in California. And we've given our shout-out to North Carolina. But right now, for those of you, I'm chatting with a woman from Australia, and she said, at the moment, we are recovering here from some pretty big natural disasters, like floods and Cyclone Yasi. Well, I've never heard of a Cyclone Yasi, so I guess I'll have to look that up. And it's about 11 o'clock, right, 11:07, so it's like about 7:07 here. P.M. So you're even now you are, so it's 11. Okay, so you're about to go into Saturday. No, we're Friday. We're just hitting Friday, but it's about to be Saturday there. I take it as soon as midnight strikes. So you're ahead of us. Wonderful. Well, so wonderful, wonderful. Okay, right. So there you put it down anyway. It's Friday night in Tasmania, which is where I live. Wow, Tasmania, how awesome is that? And so you have just found a show online on Blog Talk Radio, and you also have a show yourself. Wow, oh, awesome. Well, Catherine, we would love to, you know, check you out and see what you have going on over there and support you, you know, if we can do that. You've got your show starting in March. So we have the Tokyo-Japan connection. Now we got an Australia connection. And so, yes, I see you do have a book. You are a naturopath, Okay, Sibylla, your spiritual healer and therapist in Australia. Okay, well, we're going to be definitely checking out your website, and we are very, very sorry to hear about the cyclone there, and that, oh, yes, wow. Okay, wow. Well, we are definitely going to do some more research and be praying for Australia and for, God to really move on your behalf over there so that, you all can get back on your feet for those who were hit by this cyclone, that God can, make a way, that they will then, be able to, get over it and come out of it and still be successful. And so, yes, we definitely we welcome you as we, we welcome and appreciate all of our new listeners, but certainly we're very pleased and happy that our message is reaching people around the world. So kudos to Tasmania, Australia. And now let me go over to the switchboard. So please stay tuned with us, Ms. Catherine, for the entire show. And also, Catherine, is this your native land, or were you born here in the United States and somehow your job or career or missionary work of some sort took you to Australia? Just curious. And also, what's the scene like there in terms of careers, job, entrepreneurs? Because a lot of the people that tune into the show, we are entrepreneurs, though some of us also have what you would call here a 9-to-5 sort of job. We have to still pay the bills until our businesses, get off the ground. Most people know that when you first start a business, you will not get a paycheck probably for up to about 7 years, anywhere from 1 to 7 years. You won't be able to really pay yourself or see any kind of a profit. I mean, it depends. Of course, these multi-level marketing type businesses, Mary Kay and these network marketing companies, Avon and companies like that, sure, you can come in and get a commission because that's just straight sales. It's straight sales. So you can get a commission right away. But other than that, it takes a while. Okay. All right. So we've been pretty lucky, though, as only one person was killed, God bless, God bless. So you said God protected a lot of the people. Oh, we're so happy to hear that. Well, we know he is a protector, and we know that about him. And so we have to constantly pray and thank, pray. That's what we do. We pray and we thank him for all that he is doing in spite of. And so you said that Australia is such a golden land, but you think you like America. Okay, and similar, very similar business. Great, great, great. So the opportunities there are somewhat restricted because as an island at the south of the mainland of Australia with a population of about 500,000 people. Wonderful, wonderful. And your parents actually migrated from Holland, and you were born there. Well, congratulations. So you're checking that out, Mr. Paul. Karazi, are you checking that out? We've been chatting in the chat room. That's what the chat room is for. So for those of you who want to sign into the chat room, you can just open a free account with Blog Talk Radio, and you can also chat with people from around the world. How cool is that? That is so cool. And so welcome, Mr. Paul Kiriazi. Well, Catherine, I hope that you are available to tune into the show as much as possible. But I definitely encourage you and beseech you not to miss every Monday for the next month, because we have Mr. Paul Kiriazi. He was a film director. I'm not sure if you know him. He is in the chat room as well. He is going to be our special, special host for the next 4 Mondays on the show. And his message is living, is centered around his movie that he directed called Living the James Bond Lifestyle. So he can tell you more about that in the chat room as well. And he is awesome, awesome, awesome. And we can't wait. We can't wait. Okay, and you've also worked there for 25 years in the area. And you started in government service as a clerical person and branched out on your own. All right, so then you're not much different than most of us here in the United States. Catherine, many of us did the same thing. We started out in government or some other company, and then we also branched out on our own. You know, this, you know, really, it's really great to be on your own. And not everybody wants that, and that's fine. But for all of those who want it, they can absolutely have it. So, well, hey, Mr. Paul, I see you're there. We're expecting Kiva and some others to join us in the chat room momentarily. And as we wait for our special, special guest to tune in, you know, when our guest comes in to the chat line, I mean, on the college board, all you have to do is hit the number one key. And I know sometimes people forget to hit the number one key. And then that, because there's so many different phone numbers, I can't assume which number belongs to the guest. So I will definitely just shoot Miss Cherry a very, very quick message just to remind her of the show. Now, this is, I tell you, some wonderful, wonderful things that are going to be happening in the month of March. The month of March is going to be awesome. I will be flying to Atlanta, Georgia for a women's empowerment conference. And it's the Global Women's Empowerment Conference. And it's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia for 3 days, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. Also in March, and we back up March the 12th, we are having the first Northeast International Christian Writer and Publisher Convention at the Wyndham Hotel. The registration fee is only $30. You need to get your tickets now on my website. There's a flyer. You can go to www.lilisajwillims.com. So that's LilisaJWilliams.com. There's a flyer there. There's a URL. You can get your tickets, reserve your seat. You're going to have intimate conversations with authors, PR assistants, people in media, people in film, copy editors, literary agents, event planners, bookstore owners, you name it, they're coming. We have as our keynote speaker, Dr. Lee Jones. He's the editor and the CEO of a magazine, an awesome magazine called Inspire. The magazine is all about powerful people, many that are very, very ordinary, but they're doing extraordinary things, and their lives are inspirational. The things that they're doing are inspiring. He has had many great people on the cover of his magazine, movie stars Tommy Davidson and others. He's had Patti LaBelle. He's had so many people on the cover of his awesome magazine and done stories with them. He is also a college professor, just doing great, great, great big things. And phenomenal, phenomenal. You're talking about motivation. And they got to come up for it with a new word for him. But he is truly, truly the king of inspiration. And you can go to his website as well. And he's doing great and phenomenal things. He's going to be our awesome, awesome main keynote speaker. But we have other speakers. Deborah Davis. She is an author. You've got to come hear her powerful testimony. Here's a woman who was... I'll just tell you the name of her book. My Daddy, the Devil, and Me. My Daddy, the Devil, and Me. Awesome, awesome, awesome. She's going to be at this book signing. We also have Miss Linda Edwards Wiggins. And I hope I didn't transpose her name. But she's going to be there. We have Mr. Versi L. Walker, who is our Wednesday host for the Coach Felisa Show every Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have Ms. Pastor Rebecca Simmons. She is the author of about 6 books, Nobody's Business, Daddy's Little Girl, Pump Up the Power, and some other books. She's going to be there, and we have people coming that want to write books, that have written books, that need to write books, that want to learn what is it like being a full-time author. So if you want to make sure you want to get down, get those tickets, call me up, email me. We have Miss Elaine Haskins, who also is the author of books that will inspire you to get fit, physically fit, spiritually fit. And we know once you get spiritually fit, then you open the door to become mentally fit and physically fit. But we gotta fix that spirit, or else we will keep sliding back into the same old rut. So we got to get that fixed. Good morning, Kiva. Yes, okay. So you joined as a collaborator and participating with the film Epic of Finding 6,000 People Who Wish to Make a Difference in the World, and their input and work to show the world as an abundant place of opportunity if we can all cooperate our shared vision. Well, Ms. Catherine, I don't know, but it sounds like we might have something going here. So you just keep tuning in. We'll also, like I said, we'll contact you and see what you have going. You said you're part of the film, The Difference, which is being inspired in Australia by Jacqueline Bignell, the producer of this, did The Secret. Okay, so we're definitely going to check that out and check you out. And we are happy to connect with you here, and we just love how God is connecting all kinds of people to do his work and to inspire others. Also, I want to say good morning to those, if you just tuned into the switchboard, and also to those who are going to listen to the archives later. If you're going to listen to the archives later, we want to go on and welcome you right now to the show. So as we sit here, we are getting ready to launch so many new projects. We have so many new projects. You never know, I may need to give her the call-in number again, and just to see, because sometimes, you know, you can assume people remember, you know, things. I know she was here before, but so we'll wait for Miss Terry Clay. And then, you know, we know also that there are situations around the world in terms of the weather conditions, and things are happening every day. I feel almost like the movie Cinderella, and he says, things are happening every day. Impossible. Yes, impossible things are happening, because it is impossible for a little girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati to be a high school dropout. Some of you know, I dropped out of high school. I flunked out of high school. I did not get good grades. I did not put any effort into school. I thought, this is really, I kid you not, and I don't know where I got this thinking from. I wished I knew. But I thought school was a joke. I thought it was play. I didn't think it was. When I was growing up, from kindergarten until I dropped out of school in the 11th grade, I thought that school had no significant meaning for my future, or my present either. I really thought school was punishment. I thought that, and I don't know, maybe it was a movie that I had seen. You know, people don't realize, you know, we let our children, you know, look at things, I'm telling you, and we don't know how it's impacting them for life. And I'm not sure if I maybe saw a movie where there was a schoolhouse and the children were tortured. You know, I know we used to watch a lot of those, you know, we can't say it was an Alfred Hitchcock movie, but there might have been something. I really believe that something got into my psyche as a little child, maybe when I was 4 or 5, possibly three, because I was a pretty advanced child. That much I mean, I remember, you know, things that happened when I was 2 and 3 years old. I remember, you know, where we lived. I remember, I can remember some of the activities. You know, I know my grandfather was an avid fisher and a fisherman, and I remember, you know, going fishing and things like that. And all of this stuff had to happen before I was five, because I remember where we were living at the time. And that's the one beautiful thing I can say about my life and with my mother. Because we moved a lot, I can remember a lot of things based on where we were living, because everywhere we lived, the makeup of our home was different. So I know if we lived somewhere where there was, if I had memories of an attic and a cellar, then I know we were down on Wade Street. If I remember everything was on one floor and it was very small, then I know that's when we were living on, this is not Beekman, but a street like that. I know we had to be living there. So, you know, that's one good thing. But I remember being, you know, not a slow child, definitely not. I remember that. I remember getting in a lot of trouble as a child because I was always in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I was always getting, you know, into trouble with my mother and my father because I was, you know, like I said, I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing as a kid. I guess you could call that kind of like a mischief. I was like Dennis. Did you ever see the TV show Dennis the Menace? Anybody ever watch that show? Or maybe Leave It. You ever Leave It to Beaver? And for you, Miss Patricia, I was a Jonathan. I was the female Jonathan because I was all, and I don't know, Jonathan may not be as bad as I was, but I was always getting into something that I should not have any business into, but I was a very active kid. That much I remember. I remember that. And so, you know, it's pretty funny. But anyway, so I dropped out of school, and I didn't care about education, and then I didn't care much for working either. You know, though I had a job at 16, a little summer job, but it only lasted 3 months, you know. But I didn't care much for working, okay? But let me tell you what I did love. So for some of you parents, you may have a child dealing with this. Let me tell you what I loved. I absolutely loved getting into things. I loved having fun. I could go outside, and I would be the kid that could be found playing hide-and-go-seek. I would be the kid found getting some other kids together, and let's play, you know, let's play parents, okay? And let's make the grass would be our collard greens, and the little rocks would be, you know, something else. Oh, that would be our corn. And I was good at that, and I would take, you know, I was good at, I'd give me some water and dirt. I was going to make some mud pies, absolutely. And I was good at that. I was good at going and knocking on another child's door and saying, you know, oh, can Regina come out and play? You know, can Janice come out? I was good at that. That was my forte. And same thing inside the home. I was, you know, but we did a lot of talent shows in my house. There were seven of us. And every day, whenever my mom wasn't there, you know, we could put on a talent show. And so myself, Beverly, and Jan, the three oldest girls, we were the Supremes. Oh, and here's the other thing I was into. For some of you psychologists out there who know how to analyze my background, I was into music. I knew every popular group. I knew every song. I knew every word of every song that was popular or that was even out. It didn't even have to be popular. If it sounded good, I literally knew the song and knew the words. And, you know, that's what I was about. So now somebody can probably analyze why my life ended up the way it did. So didn't like school, didn't want to do any work, but I loved to have fun. That was my biggest thing. So probably that's why I'm like I am today. I still love to have fun. And that's why you won't catch me probably sitting around bored. You will never, you know, I could use the word bored, sure, I could. But I don't typically use that word. I mean, I don't let myself get bored. That's number one. because I will, you know, get up and go. It's probably the reason, you know, I even moved to New Jersey in the first place. Cincinnati was a little boring for me in a way. Not that I knew all the excitement I would get in New Jersey. Wow, this town is excitement on steroids, okay, compared to Cincinnati, Ohio. And especially being so close to New York, and then you got Philadelphia, you got Maryland, and all these other surrounding states. Wow, this is excitement on steroids. But I had heard about New York. My father had lived here for about 10 years. He lived in Harlem. And when he moved back to Cincinnati, he would crack me up how he would tell us that. He would say, more happened in one night on 42nd Street that happened in Cincinnati all year long. He used to say that all the time, and I thought that was the funniest thing. And so probably internally, because I was liking to have fun, you know, I probably was driven to come to this area, though I didn't, you know, want to come here. My mother encouraged me to come to New Jersey, and so I did come and met my husband a year later, and then I've been here. I was always trying to leave. My goal was to come to satisfy my mother, come, get a job, earn enough money to leave and move to Atlanta. That was my goal. But I came here, and a year later, I met my husband, and he was born and raised in Newark. And I tried a couple of little tricks to get him out of the state, but it didn't work. And soon I realized that I was, never felt stuck here because 87 I came, 87, 88. 3 years later, I enrolled in Essex County College. So I can never say I was stuck because I came with nothing, the clothes on my back, no money, no job, and a GED. And 3 years later, I end up a student at Essex County College, one of the best community colleges probably in the country, if not the world. And I went there as a student, and I immersed myself into college life. You would have thought I was 18, just graduating high school. I wanted everything that college had. And, you know, it's just like the universe. What you want out of it is exactly what you will get. Let me say that again. That college experience for me was exactly like life itself is. Is what you want out of it is what you will get. Because if what you want, if you're seeking after it, you're going to get everything you seek. He says, seek and ye shall find. Now, a lot of people, they only think they're seeking, but they're really not seeking. What they're doing is they are faking. We call it faking the funk. They're not really seeking because people who seek have, because they have to. His word is true. He says, if you seek, you shall find. So even the people that's not finding, trust me, they're not really seeking. Because that's what I was doing in school. I was pretending to go to school. I would leave the house. Well, my mother thought I was going to school for the most part. But sure, by the time they sent the attendance report, I remember if in a particular report card it said you were supposed to be in school 75 days, I probably had about 68 days that I was not in school. So, you know, my mother definitely knew I was failing and all of that good stuff. But at the same time, my mother had a job. Listen, she worked for the IRS, and, you know, they were taking her through back in those days. She had time to, listen, she told me to go to school. She told me how important education was. But that was it. The rest was on me. And so, you know, that built a resiliency in me. And so that's why I'm so tough now. That's why I can handle a lot of things. People wonder sometimes. People look at people and say, oh, she's so strong. He's so strong. He can handle anything. Well, let me tell you how they got that way. You get that way because you had to handle some hard stuff. You don't get that way through osmosis. And it doesn't fall out of a tree on you. You don't go sit in a room and hope that it falls on you. No, that's not how you get it. You get tough and you get strong and you get strengthened by the things that you struggle with. So whether it be a divorce, a setback in business, whether you have a business that fails, whether you write a book that didn't sell and you brought the book back to life, or whether you had to travel to new territories and you didn't know anybody, but you had to make your way, you had to find people. You see, like for what I did, some people, they would absolutely tell you, they would absolutely never leave town. They would rather sit in a place and fail and not have success than to pack up, whether you're on a bus or in a car, pack up and go to a place and start fresh. There's some people who would just never do that. But I tell you what, doing that will change your life if you need to do it. And I'm not saying everybody needs to do it. Some people need to stay put, because if you went somewhere else, maybe you would fail. But for some people, then you'd have to go somewhere and make your way. You got to meet people. You got to find out what's going on in the town. You have to, find your way. You have to make your day. You know, that builds something in you that is life strengthening. You will never be weak again. I can guarantee it. Look at Miss Patricia Martin. She came all the way from Georgia, and she came to New Jersey, and she made her way. And so that's looking at what all the things that she's doing now. You see, people wonder, how did they get so tough, and how can they handle this, isn't it? That's how. When you're thrust in traumatic situations, you will build up this thing in you called tenacity and resilience. And resilience. Now, you're going to hear, since Terry's not here, I'll just go on and walk you through some things that we're going to be talking about in some future shows when I'm able to be the host. We have a lot of hosts coming, a lot of guests coming on the show. We got Mr. Phil Andrews. He is a marketing and PR guru out of New York City. He knows how to get the crowds there, and he's doing phenomenal things for authors that he's working for. He's going to be a guest on the show. We also have Ms. Ronnie Nicole coming. She is also a film director. She just recently produced a short film, and it's called Grace. They are going to be doing the film at the Black Film Festival in Newark, New Jersey, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Newark Public Library, and also at Rutgers University in the Paul Roberson City Center. It is absolutely free and open to the public. So we have some awesome people coming on the show. We have Mr. Kevin. I can't think of Kevin's last name right now, but he's coming on the show February the 15th. And Mr. Ralph Bunch Terrell, he's coming on the 22nd. He's going to be our guest on the 22nd. He has his own business. He does taxes, so he can help you with your small business taxes, give you some tips and ideas of how you can keep more money into your profits for your business, more of your revenue that you could turn into your profits, and also help you with being successful. He also will probably share some history about Black History Month. That is his major from college, so he knows a lot about Black history. And he's just doing phenomenal things. He's also a preacher, but just an awesome. I've been knowing him since he was about 7. Just an awesome manhood. I watched him grow up. Phenomenal. So he'll be here. And we have some others coming. But when I'm here doing the show, I'm going to do a series on resilience. You heard that word. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I talked about bullying in the workplace, and you see what happened. It took us 3, 4, 5 shows to get over that. Well, when we start talking about this resiliency, and that is that's the new buzzword for all you workplace people and individuals who are in the workplace and human resources and things of that nature, and you have your own businesses, that's what you need the skill of. You need to be resilient. Able to bounce back. You see, like you were saying, Catherine, for the individuals who have been hit by the cyclone in your country, you know, people have to be able to bounce back. That's what makes us, able to overcome grief and other setbacks and failures. And you know that some people aren't able to do that. It's like, what's your resiliency index? You know, what's your level of resiliency, even in the job? You know, even as it relates to what we were talking about, bullying. You, if you teach your children how to be resilient, and I think that's one thing that happened to me. I learned by accident resilience and tenacity. Tenacity is the fight in you. That's that when you don't give up. So you knocked on 10 doors, then you knock on 10 more. You knock on 10 more, you knock on 10 more. You know, what is Thomas Edison? What did he try? 999 times? No, 9,999 times to discover electricity, and it was on the 10,000th time that it worked. And so people said, wow, you failed all those times. And he said, no, I didn't fail all those times. I just discovered all those times ways that it did not work, that it did not work. And so that's how we, that's that tenacity to fight back. And again, you can build those skills, not necessarily because of your background or your racial heritage or your you know, religion or your spirituality. No, it's sometimes it's through what you've been through. And, you know, sometimes you see people who are not so resilient when trouble hits, because they've never really been through anything. They've never had to exercise that muscle. They've never had to exercise the resilient muscle. It's just like any muscle. You don't use it, you lose it, basically. You don't use it, you lose it. And so individuals that have had very hard lives sometimes are sometimes the most resilient people. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to go out there and put your children in hard situations to get them resilient. No. There is something called resiliency training. You can train people how to be resilient, how to bounce back, how to get over things. You know, again, like it could be a loss of a loved one. It could be some type of weather tragedy, like what you're talking about there in Australia. Welcome also, just getting back over to the chat room, I'm just flying back in from Vegas. Hypno Solutions, awesome, awesome. All right, okay, Catherine, she had to leave. Bye from Oz. Okay, Catherine, are you on Facebook page? Do you have a website? Yes. I think she did type it into the chat room already, just in case you didn't notice it. Pat, she had typed it in already. And, hey, Kiva, yeah, God is really stretching me, Paul. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Uh-huh. Come back another time. Okay, yes. Yeah, we definitely want Catherine to come back another time. We are truly trying to reach people. There she is. CatherineBrightAustralia.com. There's her website up top. Pat, if you scroll up top in the chat room. Also, welcome to guest number 4244. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time tuning in, also want to say hello again to those on the switchboard. And we were waiting for Ms. Terry to call in, and something could have happened. We did talk, and you never know if she could have gotten the dates. You know, you never know. I said Friday. She could have thought next Friday. You know what? You see, here's a good teaching moment for the word resilient. Now, so because she's not here, I'm not going to fall apart and go, oh, you know, see, that's what a non-resilient person would do. But see, a resilient person, it just keeps going, just like the little Energizer Bunny. Remember when I said that we're going to do some resilient training. Now, remember I told you about my mother and the glass of water that she brought home, and she did this exercise when I was about 15-ish. Now, again, remember I said because we moved a lot, I can date a lot of things in my life because I know where we were living when things happened. But here's the thing. She was doing resiliency training, and I didn't even realize it. So sometimes I say, where did I get this from? Because the research shows that that is one of the main activities that they use in resilience training, because resilient people, here's one of the reasons why resilient people don't let things stop them, is because when things happen, no matter how bad it is, they always see the glass half full. So they take a more optimistic, realistic approach. They're not optimistic fantasy. You know, those are those individuals that are on another end of the spectrum where they are very optimistic, but to the point that it's unreal. Now, I'm not going to have, you know, a runny nose, you know, coughing all over the place, and didn't tell somebody I don't have a cold. No. That would be, you know, to the extreme. No. If I got a runny nose and my nose is running and I'm coughing and I'm sneezing, okay. Yes, I have a cold. Now, am I going to let the cold get me down? Not. Not going to do it. Am I going to let the cold stop me? Not. Am I going to drink lots of fluids and orange juice and take some Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus and other things? Yes, absolutely. Will I run to the doctor and get a flu shot? Not. Well, I'm just keeping it real. I'm just talking about me. Not going to do it. But will I go to the, you know, local community store and get cough syrup or other things? Absolutely. Will I shut off the computer for a day? Not. No, I'm just kidding. I might. Don't worry. Y'all will see a few days. You're going to be like, wow, where's Lalisa? She's not here on Facebook. I have a few books that I have to write that I have to get out. But, resilience, I'm telling you, this is going to be a huge, mark my word, this is going to be a very huge training also being launched. And one of the reasons that it's just interesting that it's being launched around the same time that we see all of this bullying in the schools. Now, did you hear about the young man who was beaten? I believe he was in the Philadelphia area, if I'm not mistaken. He's a young man who, on his way home from school, six or seven kids just jumped this kid and, you know, literally just tried to beat him half to death. And so more and more and more training on this bullying in these schools, especially. But also in the workplace, doesn't it just take your breath away? What is wrong with people who do this bullying? So, as we get ready for Monday, what is Monday, y'all? What is going to happen Monday? Something very, very big right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Some of you heard about it. You got the news. Some of you got the news before I did. No, just kidding. There's only one person who got the news before I did. Okay, uh-huh. So, yes, okay, just heard from Miss Terry. See, no problem, because we are resilient, okay? And so, it's not a big deal. We just kept rolling. And, you know, some of that is also my training from Toastmasters. So for those of you who are looking for a reason to why you should join Toastmasters, it's more than just about getting in front of an audience and learning how to speak, you see. You learn other things, and one of the things I learned is how to always have a speech in your back pocket. So I interpret that like to the show. No matter who I have as a guest, it doesn't matter. I always have a topic in my back pocket. So just in case a guest doesn't show up. So I'm not going to sit here and go, what are we going to talk about? No, I already have a different topic ready. Now, let's just say the guest does show up, and I'm not going to go, oh, man, I really wanted to talk about that topic. Oh, dang. No, because resilient people don't do that. That's what crybabies do. Whiners, and I know nobody on here is a crybaby or a whiner. That's what crybabies do. That's what whiners do. Resilient people wait until the next time. There will always, hear me good, there will always be another opportunity for you to do whatever it was you thought you didn't get a chance to do. It doesn't matter. I remember, okay, some of you know that I'm presently a trainer at my day job. But I got the job in 2008. It was in 1998, 10 years earlier, that I had a desire to be a trainer at a company. Not a physical trainer, not an exercise trainer, not a sports trainer, but a workplace trainer. It was in 1998 when they made me board a 757 or a 777 even possibly. Well, I was working for Continental Airlines, and they made us board a flight and go to Houston, Texas, which is where the headquarters is for Continental. Well, I know they merge with United and all that, so I'm not sure how things are playing out. But they made us go there to the corporate office. There was a whole floor just for the training. And we were there for like 2 days of training. Computer training, they taught us Excel, all this other stuff. Then they had other training, like 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and other professional development and management development training. I thought, and there was a woman, I cannot think of her name right now, but I can see her face. I actually have a picture of her. And she became my training role model. I wanted to be like her. I was like, wow, that's the job I want. You see, it took all my life, all these other jobs I've had, I've been around all kinds of things, that I said, that's the job I want. Right there, what she's up there doing, that's what I want to do. And I told her, I can't think of her name though, and you know, she encouraged me. She could have said, well, no, Louisa, because this field is only for blah, blah, blah people, and people in this field only do blah, blah, blah. You see, she could have done that, but she didn't do that. She encouraged me. She says, well, you should go for it. And she actually gave me a few pointers on how to go for it, because, you know, there are people who will tell you to go for it. But how can you go for it if you don't know the steps to going for it? Oh, there you go. So, and she actually told me a couple of things I needed to do, right? Now, I was already in HR because I was a recruiter. HR training is a part of HR. Well, little did I know that the degree that I had signed up for an MBA, when I initially signed up for the MBA, my focus was marketing. But when I met her, I changed the focus of my MBA to HR. You see, I'm trying to get you to see here how, but yet I had to wait 10 years to get a training job. It took me 10 years to walk in what I had said, that's what I want to do. So I'm trying to say that. Go on and let your dream be known. Put it out there in the universe, so to speak. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't look at what you don't have. Well, I don't have a degree, and I don't have this, and I don't have a house, and I'm not married, and I'm not money. Whatever. Stop doing that. Just go on and identify with that dream, job, career, position, whatever it is, business, because it shall surely come to pass. I am a living witness. I'm encouraging you with that today. And along the way, you will suffer setbacks, situations, trials, even failures. Get up, overcome them, be resilient. Get up quickly. When you get knocked down, get up so quick that, you know, it's like, did anybody see me fall? You know, because you just get right up. Get right up. Get up. I'm snapping my finger. Get up. Get back in the game. Now, okay, so you can see that I only touched the surface of this new topic, resilience. Now, I think I'm going to have just as much fun teaching about resilience as I had teaching on bullying in the workplace. So I'm going to type everywhere I can think messages about being resilient. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you this weekend, I want you to look at all the places where you need to be resilient or more resilient. It could relate to your emotions. By the way, I'm going to touch a little bit because we can't teach resilience without teaching about emotional intelligence. So I'm going to have to teach about that a little bit. But I think, see, look how things are lining up. All of this is coming at a great time where we've just, you know, some of us have just become bond girls. That means we're intelligent, we're business women, and we're independent. Also, we have now the teaching coming, Living the James Bond Lifestyle. 50 minutes of pure teaching on this area from Mr. Paul Kiriazzi starting Monday. I can't wait. But this weekend, what I want you to do is look at the places where you need to be more resilient in your life. I want you to write down and look at the places where you have not yet bounced back from. It could be something that someone did to you in the third grade, the ninth grade, the 12th grade, when you were 19, when you were 35. It could be something an ex-husband did or an ex-wife did. It could be something your parents did or didn't do. I want you to discover the places where you have not been resilient, where you have not yet bounced back. And I want you to write those down. I don't care if it's one place or 1,000 places. Write them down, and we're going to practice resiliency, and we're going to turn that around. So, yes, Paul said, February 1st, February 7th, he's going to do 21 rules of the Bond lifestyle. He's going to talk about the Bond personality and your base of operations. That's what I'm talking about. Then on the 14th for the second show, it's 4 shows, he's going to talk about Bond and his cash. He's going to talk about your appearance and your Q branch. Can't wait to hear what that's about. Then his third show on February the 21st is going to talk about dating and relationships. For the Bond girl and guy. So you don't want to miss that. Tell your friends. Tune in. And then for the fourth show, get ready, y'all. Go out and buy you some new notebooks and whatever, and get ready to take lots of notes. February the 28th, he's going to talk about your mission, handling the villains, and we all know we got some of those, your bond, how to be bond on the job, and how to upgrade your life. That's what I'm talking about moving forward. Awesome, Paul. Well, thanks. And you can also find those 4 show titles on Facebook, on his Facebook page. Stop on over there. The show, we have about 2 minutes left to the show. I'm so sorry, caller, I didn't see your hand up. You have about, 20 seconds. You're on the air, 732.
Good morning, LaLisa, Coach LaLisa, Professor LaLisa, good morning. I just wanted to make a statement about the being, tenacity and being resilient. You know, it reminds me of a boxer. And a boxer, you know, before he gets in, you know, to a big fight in the course of his training, he always spars with another boxer, maybe less qualified than him. And that's what we have to do with life, because life throws us different challenges. And, you know, we fight with those. We learn how to, you know, overcome those circumstances. So when the big the big circumstances come that challenges us, like for the boxer when he's ready for the big fight, he knows how to take that punch. You know, a boxer will take a punch, and it may stun him for a little bit, but he comes back. So if we learn on the little levels, the circumstances that come at us, how to respond back to those, we'll be ready for the big one. And for lack of time, I wanted to go into the things that have brought me, successions that have brought me to where I'm at. But I think if we take the look at the boxers, that'll help us. God bless, and everybody have a good morning.
Okay. Well, young lady, you got in just in the nick of time, but I actually, I wish I had seen your hand earlier. However, Ms. Lane, awesome. Go on and tell us the name of your book again and the website where we can get your book.
Well, the name of the book is called Know Me as Healer. It's it is available. And it teaches you, yes, it is available. Thank the Lord. I thank Lisa for her coaching. It is available. It's a teaching book because we know that at some point in our lives, we're going to need to know God as a healer, not, you know, just in our physical bodies, but in our circumstances and our emotions. It's a journey that each one of us is going to take, and we need to know. Back in 1991, the Lord was pressing on my heart. He was saying, you need to know me as healer. A lot of us know God as creator. A lot of us know God as a provider, but he has many, many names. So he was telling me, he said, you need to know me as your healer. And one morning, as I started, you know, studying the scripture, finding out who Christ is and the word of God, what the word says about healing. And lo and behold, one morning, unexpectedly, I could not get out of bed. But I knew inside of me, the word was inside of me. I knew who he was as healer. And it was a journey that he brought me through because I took the time to know him in that particular element of who he is. And that's what we have to know.
Wow.
And because he is all that. So, yes,
wow.
The book is on available, and we're also going on air tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. And the name of the show is, it's going to be on Blog Talk Radio. The name of the show is Healing for Thy Soul. And I will be talking about healing. And, again, it's not just for physical, but it's for emotional and circumstantial.
If you're doing that today?
At 11 p.m. tonight. I chose 11 because a lot of... Excuse me?
Okay, you're doing it at 11 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
I chose 11 because it's an hour that most people can't sleep, and if they're having problems, you know, those problems start to surface around that time. So, and I know for me, going through, that was a time that the enemy and all those issues started surfacing and tries to rob us of our sleep. So that's why I'm going on at 11.
So you're going on 11. Your show is launching tonight.
Launching tonight.
Oh, congratulations. See, I tell you, I miss a week with you ladies, and I miss a lot. Now, you know, when I get this phone, I'm going to get Kiva for not telling me this. But so she don't get it. But wow, awesome, Elaine, and you got the book. Oh my God, when are you going to be back in this area where I am?
I'll be back either Saturday or Sunday. I just want to say, if you don't hear from your listeners, that's because they're busy doing what you told them to do.
Good answer. That's a good way to clean that up. Good. Awesome. All right now, well, you know what? You're definitely gonna be with us on March 12th for the group.
I'm definitely gonna be there, yes.
Oh wow, know me as healer, because I gotta get all those titles out there. I'm telling you, I have flyers I'm going to be taking with me actually today at an event where I'm going to be, and I'm going to be handing out flyers trying to encourage as many people as I can to come to the Wyndham Hotel on March the 12th. You know where we're going to be because you've been there so many times.
Great
and,
place.
That same place. And so we are just excited. So many wonderful things are happening. I know the show is over, and I actually have to be at this event, so I got to be up and going and gone. So I'm going to definitely call you later, but thank you. We're definitely going to have you back on because we're going to talk about this resilience thing more, and I love what you were talking about, the boxer. So I definitely want to get more into that, and I'm sure the same thing happens even as we're exercising and trying to get our health and fitness proper under control.
Yes.
It's probably some resiliency training that goes along with that.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. This is going to be awesome. So, yes, everyone. So this is my my newest hot topic. So bullying is my hot topic. But resiliency
topic.
Is my hot topic. So if you're a coach, if you're a life coach, if you're any kind of coach, you definitely want to know all you can about resiliency. If you're a workplace trainer, and because they're bringing resiliency training to the workplace in a humongous way. And so for those of you who are trainers like myself and like Minister Elaine here and some others, these are topics that you want to have been trained on and that you want to have a presentation that you can put forth because this is going to open up doors for us to get into these companies and offer training that's fresh and new. And typically when you got something fresh and new, the dollars will follow. Right? Nobody wants stale bread, right?
Absolutely.
So this is great. Love you. Great. I can't
love
wait
you too.
To all this stuff. So I'm going to call you later if that's okay.
I'll be here.
All right. We got to hear more about that awesome place you have down there. Oh, my God. That house. We got so much to talk about. So we got to schedule this whole show for you.
Yes.
And you
have
back to on.
Down.
Oh,
and
that's
I invite anyone else who needs to have some time alone with God. Just come on down. Experience the presence of the Lord in North Carolina.
Now, Ken, I know it's for, you come by yourself, but it's up offline to see if me and my husband can come together. Okay.
Offline?
I said to see if me and my husband can come together.
Yes, we can talk about it, yes.
I would love, because I think together we could really do some damage. Together.
I think so. You can do damage by yourself.
I know that's right. So we got.
And we know what the Word of God says about when two come together, right?
When two come together, what?
I said,
goodness, that's
right. Yes, right.
Oh, this is so, so exciting. Okay, dear, well, I'm going to call you later. To all of you who stayed with us these few extra minutes, thank you. We know we lost those in the chat room because I wasn't able to get to the switchboard and I wasn't able to get to the control board so I could increase the time so they could also hear that last piece. However, they can go to the archives and they can catch it all. So everyone, you've just been listening to Elaine Haskins. As you heard, she has a show tonight. Kiva also has a show today at 11 o'clock a.m., so go over to her page, blogtalkradio.com/Kiva Renee. Also, go listen to the archives of Miss Lisa out in California. She InfoRhythms, so go to her page on InfoRhythms and see what she was talking about the other night. Her show also comes on around 1 o'clock in the morning, but you can go listen to the archives. And so we have to be the leaders in the support concept. We have to support each other. We have to connect with each other. And I know there's other shows that I have to go and listen to because these individuals come and listen to my show. So we have to talk the talk and walk the walk. And we will see, like Catherine said, all the way from Australia, she said that she's a part of a movement that is also about connecting and supporting individuals. So we're going to check her out, see what that's about. And we're moving forward, y'all. I don't know about anybody else, but we're not standing still. So I appreciate
there ain't no
all
stopping us now.
Ain't no stopping. We are on the move because, you know,
on
we know things, you know, things that don't move are dead or stagnant, and that won't work because our God is alive, and he's on the move, and we're on the move. And when you're on the move, that's how you're able. See, that's resiliency right there. See,
yes.
All right. I'm going to get back into that because we'll be talking for another hour, and I have to get to the job fair. So we love you. Give me a call. I'll be on my cell in about 20 minutes after I get dressed and run out the door.
So amen. And I'm excited about that job fair. I wish I could be there.
Listen, I'll call you and tell you more about that. We are excited because all of your name on the flyer, too. So they're going to learn about you. They're going to learn about a lot of things that we're doing. I got the radio show on the flyer, and I'm going to try to connect with everybody I can. They are excited to learn about the coaching business, which is what I'm going to be bringing to the table, coaching and training. So I was excited that they were excited to hear about that. And so we will talk on Monday, just only for a few minutes, but we will talk on Tuesday because Monday we will be learning about living the James Bond lifestyle. Well, this has been Coach Lisa. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you back next week. Have a great weekend, and remember, those will take you to the desk.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.